John, how's things? League campaign out of the way. Maybe Sunday night when you're having a Diet Coke or something like that. What's the mood in the camp? Happy to get over and survive in Division 1?
Oh, Jonathan, yeah. I suppose you said it there, yeah. At the end of the day, we retained our Division 1 status, which was something that was very important for next year, yeah. So I suppose we can be happy with that side of it. There's obviously plenty of work-ons and plenty of performances which we weren't too happy with over the league. So we'll be looking to fix that now over the next few weeks. Leading into championship.
You, I suppose, had to develop into a pure leader over literally wearing the captain's armband or, you know, being the captain for so many games. That was a different challenge. You probably by default, the more established guys probably had to stand up with everyone else being injured and you kids on the block.
Yeah, I suppose the lads we were missing were all lads who would have been some of our more experienced players and some of our leaders over the last few years. So I suppose it was a chance for some of the newer lads to step up, and we definitely had plenty of positives from the league campaign. A lot of lads improved a lot. Like we've Johnny McGrath there, who's flying it all throughout the league. John Maher's been brilliant for us midfield, so it's been great for the some of the less experienced lads to have to handle that responsibility, I suppose, and they're going to improve from that.
Probably bring your own game on as well to have to be leader. I suppose you're lucky you can go home and talk to your dad about leadership. I'll show my age, but he was my first favourite player playing for Galway as well, so you've plenty of good DNA there.
Yeah, I suppose. No, it's great getting a bit of advice here and there from me. He's never gonna force any advice on me, but anytime I have any questions or any queries, definitely he's great to have there. A lot of experience, obviously playing at a high level. Yeah.
How challenging was the league campaign? I can only imagine, like, you've teams picked, players were dropping out on Thursday before games. Despite how much you might want to like get rid of the outside noise, the list of injuries was crazy. It was almost weird in a way, but yet the games are coming thick and fast in what's such a competitive Division 1. It had to be a challenge.
It was, yeah. I suppose the way the games were coming so quick and fast, it was really, I suppose there was a few lads we knew that we wouldn't have for the league campaign, but then we were obviously losing a couple here and there with dead legs and just unfortunate injuries like that, like Rob Finnerty, Paul Conroy, lost a couple of them through dead legs, which is just pure unfortunate, yeah. So it was definitely difficult, but I suppose it gave great chances to lads that, say, wouldn't have got the chances otherwise, and that's something over the last couple of years that we would have talked about is getting more game time into some of our younger players throughout the league. So it's definitely going to stand to us now later in the year.
And I suppose given players, maybe it was by default or you preferred it, and maybe in other reasons where you can bring one or two in with the more experienced guys, they've had to learn the hardware and ultimately passed, because players that are injured, they're not just going to, you know, come off the treatment table and straight out lining in championship football.
Yeah, definitely, that's a good point. I suppose it's been hard for some of the younger lads to come into a team that is so unsettled, rather than if they were coming into a team that was relatively settled and with most of the main players fit. So they've definitely had to learn the hard way, and playing against the Division 1 teams, against the Dublins, Derrys, Kerrys, Mayos, you're obviously going to have to be on it, or else you're going to find out quick enough, which we did in a couple of games. We wouldn't have been happy with some of our performances. So them young lads will definitely take plenty of learnings from them games, as will we all, yeah.
So I suppose that's one test passed. You've kept all the most important Division 1 football next year. What's the mood in the camp now, looking back? Because it must be strange enough. You're kind of looking in at the treatment table, looking at players. You're almost two split groups, for want of a better way of putting it.
Yeah, well, I suppose like we still, I suppose every night we go out to train, we're looking to improve. When you're out in the training field, you're not thinking about the lads that are inside on the physio table. All you can do is try and improve, and we still have plenty of lads well able out training and well good enough to be improving every week and being playing for Galway, yeah, for the rest of the championship.
Because the one thing, like, you were unfortunate with injuries yourself, but you probably had a bit more time now with the split season. There's just no time for to come back. You might have to. So many of the players that played in the league will probably have to start in the championship here.
Yeah, that's it. Sure, it's straight into it now. We've London obviously Saturday week. Whereas I remember my first year in the Galway panel, we played a club championship game in between the league and the inter-county championship. So I suppose it just shows the change over the past few years that it's straight in from league to championship. Yeah, so definitely looking to get the injured bodies back on the field, but at the same time looking to develop the lads that are there. Yeah,
that split season probably makes things even more pressure on you guys. Like, you go along with your club, you go along with your county, you're probably sick of people talking about it, but it seems like there has to be a tiny tweak. I think
I'd say there does, yeah, because at the moment for the club teams who are reaching the latter stages of the championship, the semi-final, final, you're playing into late October, November, and then you're straight into the inter-county season then. Yeah, so there's no break for a certain few lads every year, for the lads that go late in the Galway championship, so they're definitely, I suppose, hopefully will be a tweak, but I suppose it's who knows what the right way to go about it is.
The one thing we do know, it's London, and I think it was your debut in 19, if I'm right, and that was a bit of a scare that day.
It was, yeah, that was my championship debut, yeah, and that was a big scare. Yeah, that game could have gone either way. They really ran us close. I think we won by 3 or 4 in the end maybe, but it definitely came down to the last 5-10 minutes. Yeah, so we know now Saturday week, London have improved a lot now over the last year, and we'll really need to get a good performance, better performance than we've been getting so far in the league to come away with the result we want. Yeah,
championship football around the corner, it's hard to feel like it seems only like last year we're starting championship football, and that came off to the All-Ireland. I won't ask you about the free, don't worry. you were fouled. Yeah. Moving swiftly onwards before Pádraig and the lads get me in trouble, but you came into last year's championship full of hope, full of optimism. It's a different type of scenario right now, is it? It feels like maybe you have to kind of steady the hedges and go at a slightly different pace perhaps.
Yeah, I suppose, but our ambitions as a group are still the same. I suppose we're looking to win every game we play, and we feel we're well capable of doing that on our day. It's just a matter of building that consistency within the group, which is something we haven't done so far this year, but I suppose we feel that if we can get that performance to at a consistent level, we know we're capable of beating anyone. Yeah,
that first half in Kerry, lost the game ultimately, but you know, it was the most important thing, the way previous result went, but I thought we were maybe for the first time in the league starting to get flowing from an attacking perspective.
Yeah, I suppose the first 20 minutes we would have felt, yeah, we would have been happy enough with, we were in control. We went 5-2 up, I think, after 20 minutes, and we were in full control, but then after that just a couple of things went against us, and we got caught for a couple of soft scores then leading up to half time, but there's definitely plenty of positives that can be taken from the likes of that 20 minutes against Kerry, and there's been patches in other games too where we've shown that we can be can reach the levels we want to, but I suppose it's a matter of getting that consistently. Yeah,
because it feels like from the outside looking in, despite all the injuries, defensively quite solid. Very, you know, obviously yourself leaning at the back, but Johnny McGrath, Sean Fitz in particular seem to really take their chances this year in the league. You've been solid. It's just the next step, isn't it, trying to add a few more scores on the other end of the pitch, and the way the game is, that's a very kind of dynamic chess game.
Yeah, definitely, and I suppose one leads into the other. I suppose that you'll find if you're well set defensively, you can concentrate more on the tackle and you'll be able to get a few scores, but I just find that one leads into the other. When you're working well with one, the other will follow. Yeah, so as you said, Johnny McGrath and Sean Fitzgerald have been brilliant for us this year in that full back line. Yeah, so definitely plenty of positives. Yeah,
championship around the corner, excitement no doubt.
Oh, definitely, yeah, like, and it'll be pretty much every second week now from here on in. Yeah, so it's really exciting. Yeah, obviously the weather now hasn't been mighty the last few weeks, so hopefully that clears up a bit, and yeah, plenty of really really competitive games to look forward to.
Yeah, certainly we'll hope it's a long summer, hopefully the pitch will get drier, the ball will be hopping a bit more, and you know, looking forward to potentially playing Croke Park, etc., and everything that comes with that.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose we after the league final last year, we didn't get back to Croke Park after that, which is something we were obviously very disappointed at, so yeah, that's somewhere where we'll be looking to looking to play later on this summer, definitely.
I can't let you go without asking that point in Kerry. A few more in the locker for the championship, no?
Oh, hopefully, yeah. It's definitely it's something I suppose every half back in the country is looking to bring to their game. The way the game has gone, you need to be chipping in with a score or two a game from your half back line, full back line, which is something. I'll be looking to add to my game over the next few weeks. Yeah.
All eyes now on London.
Yeah. Really looking forward to it. Over in Rice, it's a lovely pitch. It'll be a great atmosphere. There's plenty of Galway supporters heading over. Yeah. So really looking forward to it.